It is officially October 30th, 2019, one day before Halloween, aka Hump Day. I hope you guys are having an incredible morning, afternoon, or night, whenever the heck it is you are listening to this. First of all, I greatly appreciate it. But two, I want to give you some motivation and some inspiration to get you up and over that midweek hump. So that way, from here on out, it's smooth sailing, it's a downhill roller coaster, and we're not having to fight an uphill battle the rest of the week this week. So if you're somebody who follows me on a regular basis, or even if you're somebody who knows me personally and follows me on Instagram or Facebook, you saw that I made a post last night. If you're somebody that does not know me or does not follow me, I want to reiterate that post because it's very important. It's very simple. But what I want to tell you and reinforce and reiterate to you is the importance of the simple things, of the little things, because it's the little things that go a long way. And how many times have you heard that from your parents, colleagues, friends, or whoever the heck it is? It is the little things that go a long way. That's not the motivation I wanted to leave you with. The motivation I wanted to leave you with today is to encourage you to breathe, to just breathe. And it is that simple. And it could not be more important. And you need to start implementing this into your day, whether you're having an incredible day or even if you're having a very shitty day. So if you're not somebody who's very familiar with the body, let me educate you for a second, because this is what I live, eat, and breathe on a daily basis. I'm passionate about medicine. I'm a licensed paramedic. I got my bachelor's degree in kinesiology and exercise science. So the body is my forte. I have to be a professional on a daily basis. People expect me to know the answers to help them and serve them and get them feeling better or know what's wrong with them. And for a lot of people, I know what's wrong with them. And that's the motivation I'm going to talk to you about, is to just breathe. We don't do enough of it. We don't reinforce it. We don't implement it. It's not of importance to us. It's important to Apple though, right? Because if you have an Apple Watch, sometimes throughout the day, it's going to tell you to stand, or sometimes it's going to tell you to move. And I kind of laughed the other day before I thought about this, is sometimes it just tells you to breathe. And I think that's pretty damn cool, because it is so super important. Because if you don't know much about the body, let's talk about the brain for a second. I want you to think about this. The brain controls everything from the top down. It controls our heart rate. It controls our breathing. It controls voluntary and involuntary movement. The brain needs two things to function on a daily basis and to stay alive. That is sugar and that is oxygen. Sugar and oxygen. Now, am I telling you to load up on sugar and send yourself into a food coma? Absolutely not. That's a horrible idea. But what we need to do and what we need to make of importance in our life, especially if we're struggling, is we need to stop what we're doing. We need to close our eyes. We need to relax and breathe. And if you're somebody who's struggling already when you're listening to this, I want you to do that. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax. Because when we deprive our minds of oxygen, we're essentially killing the brain. We're suffocating the brain. And when we do that, we can't think rationally. When we cannot think rationally, especially when hardships or difficult times come about in life, we're easily frustrated. We're easily agitated. If somebody presses our buttons, we're going to absolutely blow up on them. We're not going to think clearly. We need that essential oxygen, that essential component that keeps us alive and functioning. We need that. So when you catch yourself in a situation where you feel like you're about to blow up or explode or say something stupid, or you're experiencing a lot of stress or anxiety, before you do anything else, take a second, close your eyes, relax, and take a deep breath. And I can guarantee you and I can promise you that in that small moment of time when you're not thinking about anything else except your breathing, it's going to bring your heart rate back down, you're going to relax, and you're going to return to a degree of normalcy. When we're not in a normal state, or homeostasis, think of ourselves as like a pendulum. We're swinging back and forth. We're saying stupid things. We're doing stupid things. We cannot grab control of our life. We cannot grab the bull by the horns. When we take a deep breath, when we relax, it brings our heart rate down. And when our heart rate is down, we're not focusing on anything else except our own well-being and the decisions in front of us and staying laser focused on the task ahead. When our heart rate is high, the body's trying to compensate. The body's working harder than it needs to. And when our body is working harder, it's not working for us, it's working against us. So you have to bring yourself back down. And when you bring yourself back down, when you get to that level of homeostasis or that normalcy that we just referred to, it's going to build you back up so that way you are not broken back down. So my friends, colleagues, followers, listeners, viewers, whatever the heck it is, take a time today and just breathe. And I hope this provided you with some insight, with some value in your life today that you can apply, not only just today, but each and every day of your life. Don't let life get the best of you. You control your life, but it stems from the top down. Have an incredible Wednesday, guys.